Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. I'm your host, Jason Brenninger. I have asked the brave and gracious Zachary Hoskins to join me again.
Hi, Zach.
Hey!
Welcome back again. We're here to talk about Sister off Dirty Mind.
Yeah. This will be an interesting one.
Yeah, before we get started, just once again, if you don't mind, just giving the listeners a quick brief intro to who you are.
Sure, of course. I'm Zach Hoskins. I'm a writer. If you're listening to this, you're probably a big Prince fan. So if you're familiar with anything that I've done, it's my blog, Dance, Music, Sex, Romance, where I am kind of similar to Jason, but in written form, going through Prince's recorded of and writing about all of the songs. Making, you know, very deliberate progress, but it's coming along. So you can find that at princesongs.org. And you can also find me, I'm relatively active on Twitter. So if you're a Twitter person, you can find me there at ZCHOSKINS, ZC Hoskins.
Awesome. Thanks, Zach. I appreciate you joining me.
Yeah.
So we talked about Head last episode, and that was fun.
Right.
But now we're up to Sister.
Mm-hmm.
And Sister is, so like, Head's a dirty song, no question. It's a song about oral sex, talks about ejaculating on a wedding dress.
Right.
And, you know, going down on each other. But now we got Sister. And Sister is, you know, just from the name of the song, you're not really sure what it's going to be about before you jump into it. But, you know, everybody, I'm sure, who's listening to the song, and maybe not, but if you're listening to this song and you're a fan of Prince, you already know what this song's about. This is a song about incest. And I'll tell you, well, I'll just back it up a little bit. So mm-hmm. Sister is the seventh track out of eight on the Dirty Mind album. Dirty Mind is a short record, only eight tracks.
Right.
And this particular song is basically a minute and a half in length. So it starts and ends really quickly. It's a quick kind of like a post-punk type song, you know, it's short, it's to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but obviously in the Dirty Mind album, he attempts at a few different genres, I think, that he mm-hmm. hadn't really done before with new wave and some like almost, like I said, post-punk type styling. But this song is then the second to last song on that record, and it's the third song on side B if you have the LP or cassette. And it kind of kicks, well, a lot of the songs on the record just kind of bleed into each other. There's
right.
not a lot of, it's like bam, bam, bam. There's not a lot of pauses or breaks in between the tracks. And Sister is one of the songs that is cited most often as one of Prince's most lyrically controversial.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to talk about sex, and Prince does that throughout the majority, vast majority of his career. It's another one to write a song about having an incestuous relationship with your sister. That is not something that you typically hear an artist sing about, and sing it from like a first person perspective, and not sing about it like incest is bad, you know.
Right. Don't do that. Right.
I was abused because I had an incest. No, this song is almost like it's almost like a
confession booth.
Yes. So he's like in a confessional booth. Thank you, Zach. And he's trying to get it off his chest, you know, get
right.
this experience off his chest, but also in a pleading way. And he feels like in the song, it's almost like he's apologetic for something, like he's apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get that more into the lyrics in a second, more explicitly getting through like the lyrical content and what he's saying in the song. But what was your first impression of Sister when you heard it?
Yeah, well, this is one you don't really hear this. Believe it or not, this is not a heavily anthologized Prince song. It doesn't get played on the radio.
Shocking.
It's not on any of his compilations. This is the way to hear this is to hear listen to Dirty Mind. And this is also a very I wish I could put myself in the position of someone who didn't know what was coming. You know what I mean? Because like, by the time I heard Dirty Mind, I'd already read a lot of reviews, and you know, obviously, like every review of Dirty Mind talks about this and Head, because those are the two most kind of shocking things on the album. And so, you know, unless you're going in completely blind, you know, well, this is the one where he talks about fucking his sister, you know, like that's right. Some of the surprise is definitely spoiled, and I had kind of steeled myself for it, you know. But it's such a ballsy song. Like even knowing what's coming, it's so like, who else would do this? You know, I just can't. I can't think of another. Maybe like the just sort of filthiest rap song where they're, you know, where the whole point is to kind of gross out the listener is the only, you know, that's the only kind of comparison that I have. There was no other pop star, R&B singer, punk rocker, even, you know, nobody else was putting out a song that was like, I had sex with my sister and I liked it, you know. Like there's no,
it's not a song where he, like I said, he's not railing against incest. It's not a song where he makes it very clear, or even makes it very clear that it's never really happened to him. That this is just like in those rap songs that you were citing, you know, you always know that this is all just fantasy. It's right. All just stuff that is being said for shock value or to titillate. But this sort of taboo subject that Prince is singing about in this song, the way it's sung in the lyrics, almost, I feel like it was intended to make you think, maybe this really happened to him.
Right.
He's singing this song, especially, you know, before he's been written about ad nauseum by biographers and whatnot. Listeners in the early 80s, I'm guessing he wanted them to think potentially that this really occurred. Like this is something that occurred to him. And this was something that he experienced. Yeah, and he's singing this song from a first person perspective and not just like, oh, I'm a character, or This is kind of something I wanted to say to shock.
Right.
I mean, it's still shocking whether or not it happened to him or not. And so that was never not going to happen. It was never not going to shock people. But I really feel like he wanted to put that out there to make people think, like, gosh, did this really happen to Prince? Yeah. Did he really have an incestuous relationship with his sister?
No, I think you're right. And his interviews after the Dirty Mind album, you know, obviously, we put out a song this kind of attention grabbing, and the first question a lot of people are going to ask is like, you know, is this true? You know, or he'll say like, all of my songs are based on my own life, and they're like, even the one where you have sex with your sister. And he would basically just say, I said what I said, like, you know, they're all based on my life, you know. So I think there was some deliberateness in, you know, he had this idea, I'm going to represent myself as a sex maniac, you know, like I'm going to be the most sort of debauched person in pop music. And I'm going to be so kind of, you know, so debauched that I'm going to tell everyone that not only do I, you know, sleep with virgins on their wedding days, I also slept with my sister, you know, like that's my, it's like his superhero origin story, you know?
Yes. And you're right. This whole album is, you know, for the most part intended to do that, and intended to present Prince as this character of, an oversexed, you know, single mind, like monomaniacal person who lives and breathes for sex, you know, and this is all right. He thinks about, this is all he wants to do, and everything is about that. Every action is meant to lead towards this, and there's nobody's safe. There's nothing off limits.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of, and it's like, that's what the song Dirty Mind was, you know, he was telling us that with the song Dirty Mind. Mm-hmm. But with a song like Sister, he's showing us, which is, I think, why it's that much more sort of powerful in that regard.
Yeah, and I feel a little sorry for his older half-sister. Yes, Darren.
He has actual I think I heard an interview with with his sister Taika a while ago, where she was like, that was not fun to go to school where everybody knew you. And they were like, so your brother had a song about, so you, Taika, and also, yeah, Sharon is in fact the age that he says,
right?
You know, I was 16, my sister was 32. That's their actual, she's his half sister, and that's their actual age difference.
Yeah, because at least so, Taika could say, oh, I'm Prince's younger sister, so right? Obviously, the song's not about me,
right? Exactly,
she,
yeah,
she but, had that defense mechanism. Yeah, Sharon unfortunately didn't,
yeah, set, he just set her up for a lifetime of having to answer questions about this. The song.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he apologized at some point.
Right.
But yeah, there's that. And it made sense. Like, if, and you know, you can't Google stuff back in 1980 to find out who Prince's relatives were, but some investigative reporters, I'm sure, figured it out and found out he had this half sister that's significantly older than him from his dad's first marriage. And sure, it could have been her, right? Why not?
Right. Right.
And so he wanted to probably put some, you know, in case somebody was, you know, gonna do their diligence and try to figure out which family member this could have been about. He wanted to make sure there was somebody in his backstory, his origin, that it could have been about to make it seem potentially still real.
Right.
So that's Sister in a nutshell. But, you know, we can't really do it justice without going through the lyrics. So... Yeah. So here we go. So the first verse, so I mean, just to get to set the picture, you know, it's got like this, I don't know if rockabilly guitar is really the right phrase. I'm sometimes not good at trying to describe music. I can hear it, but trying to describe it, I'm less adept at. But I think of it sometimes a little bit of like a rockabilly style guitar.
Yeah, and I mean, that was a style that was popular with punk. You know, that kind of the punk was very much about like going back to the, you know, raw bones of rock and roll. And so, you know, you can. It was an intentional choice for him. Like, this is my punk rock song. I'm going to play it really fast. It's going to have kind of a 50s feel to it. You know, not a lot of his guitar is very dry on Dirty Mind. You know, it's not really overdriven. It's there's no effects on it. You know, it just sounds like you plug in an electric guitar and that's the sound that it makes. And he played a cheap guitar too. And this was with it was basically like a fake. It's that Mad Cat, you know, like a fake Telecaster, basically. So, you know, that's pretty punk, too, that he was playing an off-brand guitar.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So the song starts, and he gets pretty quickly into the lyrics. I was only 16, but I guess that's no excuse. My sister was 32, lovely and loose. She don't wear no underwear. She said it only gets in her hair, and it's got a funny way of stopping the juice. So that's a pretty graphic description of female arousal.
Right. Yeah. That's, something I think that was unique about Prince is how, like, biological he would get, you know? You know, like, there's explicit in the sense of, you know, like, saying fuck, you know, that kind of thing. Like, which is, you know, I think a little less remarkable, whereas with him, I mean, even from his first album, he just had a fascination for the nuts and bolts, if you will, of human sexuality, you know. And so he's really one of the only artists I can think of, especially at that time, who's writing about pubic hair, and he's writing about women's physical symptoms of arousal in that way. It almost, I don't want to say clinical, but you know, he's so kind of frank about it.
Yeah. He doesn't like the words that are being used are very much straight to the point, and they paint a picture, very clear picture. So every line in the song, you know exactly what he means, and he's not using words in this song necessarily. There are euphemisms. I have double entendres. Everything that he says is like when he says it only gets in her hair. I mean, he means her pubic hair, clearly.
Right. Yeah.
And when he says the juice, he's not talking about, you know, orange juice. I mean, he's right. talking about female arousal. So there's no way that you can misinterpret these lines.
Right.
That's the intent, I'm assuming. And I'll read the next grouping of lines for the first verse. He says, my sister never made love to anyone else but me. She's the reason for my sexuality. She showed me where it's supposed to go. A blow job doesn't mean blow. Incest is everything it's said to be. All right, so if I take a look in the first section, he's talking about that his sister was 32, lovely, and loose. But in the next line, a few lines later, he says, my sister never made love to anyone else but me. So when I think of somebody who's loose, that means that they're very free sexually. They've had a lot of partners. They're
right.
I mean, you know, they're very experienced. But then he says, my sister never made love to anyone else but me. So does that mean that she's just fucked guys before and she only makes love to her brother? I don't know.
right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of curious things in that verse. You know, one thing about this song, it's 90 seconds long or 91 seconds, but it's so charged. Yeah. You know, it's so dense. There's so much going on in just these three short verses. Yeah, so there's that. She's the reason for my sexuality. You know, there's this pause there where I I've seen reviews of the album that have heard that as my bisexuality. Yep. I don't hear that.
No.
But I do think that I think if someone had told Prince that they heard this song and they heard him say she's the reason for my bisexuality, he would think good, you know, because it's another, you know, another opening, another potential for this to mean something and to signify something. I think he was deliberately leaving those kinds of doors open.
Yeah. And then the way the song, When You Were Mine, on the, you know, first side of the album, one could take some of the lines from that song and make it seem like Prince's character in that song is bisexual.
Right.
And so if you've already kind of got that in your head, that the way this guy's dressed, the way some of the songs that he's written and the way he sings, like in a very high falsetto. And if you want to believe that he's bisexual, then you're going to hear that line and hear bisexuality. That's what you're going to hear, because that you want confirmation of what you already think based on what you've seen and heard. And so I totally understand why, you know, reviewers and listeners back then, in the days before Genius Lyrics and other transcribers of music, because this record didn't have printed lyrics that came with it.
Right.
And so, I mean, I'm sure that was by design. So I imagine with the way some of these songs are sung and the way some of these songs can be heard, people were speculating up the wazoo, you know, they wanted to hear what they wanted to hear. And yeah, that's obviously a line that could have went either way. No pun intended, right? I didn't intend that, but it could have went either way, depending on what you wanted to hear. But honestly, you know, once he gets to the line, she showed me where it's supposed to go. A blowjob doesn't mean blow. Incest is everything it's said to be. Once it got to that point in the song, I remember very distinctly the first few times I heard it. This is when I was thinking, oh, he's just fucking with us.
Right.
I knew right then and there after I heard these lines that this was just a song that Prince had written and performed kind of as a lark. You know, at that point, I'm like, this isn't real. This is a song that he sang just to fuck with us, just to make us think he's having sex with his sister because it's it's humorous. I mean, that line is flat out humorous. A blowjob being blow. I mean, it's meant to kind of cause a chuckle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was singing a song about incest, and it's a real thing, assuming that maybe you didn't like it or it was traumatizing because, you know, the age difference or the power dynamics behind it. You know, you're not making, I suppose you could crack jokes out of, you know, in a sense of self-defense, but I took it as a lark. I took it as a joke.
Right. Yeah. And then, I mean, incest is everything it's said to be. Has to be my favorite line in the song, because what is incest said to be? Like, it's and he doesn't elaborate, you know. It's whatever you want it to be, I guess.
That implies that he's hanging around a bunch of people that were all like, oh man, you need to try this.
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh wow, you're right, it's everything you said it was gonna be. It was amazing.
Totally exceeded my expectations. Yeah.
Right. So after he sings the first verse, he goes in the chorus, oh sister, don't put me on the street again. Oh sister, I just want to be your friend. So at this point out in the chorus, don't put me on the street again. Huh? Okay. Well, that took a different turn. Took a little darker turn now. He's talking about all this kind of funny stuff about stopping the juice and blowjob doesn't mean blow and blah, blah, blah. But now he's telling us, or basically begging his sister, don't put me on the street again. I just want to be your friend. Okay. So that's that. I don't know. I mean, I kind of look at it a couple ways on whether or not it means like he's living with her and he's only allowed to live with her as long as he performs sexual favors for her. Otherwise, she's going to kick him out. Or I guess you could take it to mean like on the street, like she's his pimp.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I kind of more took it to just mean the first way, that she's using him and she's holding this power over him to get what she wants from him.
Right.
That's how I always read it, at least.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I don't, just to clarify, I don't think that this song is autobiographical.
No.
But I think if you're going to be, if you're looking at his sort of history with his older sister, he did live with her for a while. When he was looking for a record contract in New York, she lived in New Jersey, and he stayed with her for a while. And the story is that, you know, they started to clash a little bit and she made him go home. And so, again, don't think that they had a sexual relationship at any point, but he could have been sort of drawing on this and, you know, maybe drawing on some of those negative feelings that he might have had about her at that point and been like, you know, this could almost be like a fabricated version of revenge porn. You know,
yeah.
It's like, well, you made me, you kicked me out when I needed you. Now I'm going to write this song that is going to, you know, really kind of make things awkward for you. So
yeah, no, I that totally makes sense, you know. And I'd forgotten that story that he briefly lived with his half sister, and so yeah, if they had any kind of falling out, you know, even if it was kind of brief and, you know, they'd made up, it could be inspiration for the lyrics of the song. Absolutely. And you know, just songwriters do that all the time. It's not like he's unique in that,
right?
And embellishing things that really did happen in order to make something more sensational or make it more interesting for the record. And then when he says, I just want to be your friend, it sounds so desperate to please. Like he sounds so pathetic. Like, like, you know, I'll do anything. I just want to be your friend. I'll even, you know, continue to have sex with you if that's what you need. That's what you want from me. So then he moves on to the second verse. I was only 16 and only half a man. So once again, reiterating his his youthfulness. My sister didn't give a goddamn. She only wanted to turn me out. She took a whip to me until I shout. Now, this next line, I'll tell you what I've always heard, and then it sounds like there's some conflicting documentation online about what's actually being said, because he screams the next line very, very loudly and quickly. Oh, motherfucker, whatever, can't you understand? And so one version of the lyrics that I found online says, oh, motherfucker, sister, motherfucker, can't you understand? And when I hear that, it sounds a little awkward. It sounds a little weird.
Right.
Don't quite understand that. But most citations for the lyrics of the song just basically say it's, oh, motherfucker, just a motherfucker, can't you understand? What did you hear when you first heard it? Is that kind of what you heard? Is just him saying, motherfucker, quickly?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can hear him say motherfucker. You know, that's indisputable. Right. I think this is one of those things where, you know, I don't think he sat down with pen and paper and wrote the lyrics of this song.
Yeah.
So I think this is one of those, you know, after the fact transcribing, like, who knows what he's actually saying other than motherfucker, motherfucker, can't you understand? You know, like, I think it's one of those, like, it's a vocalization more than it is a line of written words, you know? So yeah, I couldn't say for sure what the other words in there are. And I don't know if anyone could, you know, I think he's screaming, right? So
yeah, right. It's not clear. And unless he would ever have cleared it up, like, oh, I want everybody to know it's exactly what I said when I was screaming these lyrics in desperation, and I probably just ad-libbed them.
Right, exactly.
At that point, he's like, you know what? You heard what you heard, and that's all I'm going to say about that. So I never heard the sister. I couldn't hear sister in that line.
No.
Whether or not Genius, the person on Genius, decided it was sister, because everywhere else doesn't indicate that. I think it makes more sense just to say, oh, motherfucker, just a motherfucker, can't you understand?
Right.
And when I think of when it's, if he actually did say sister in there, all I can think of is that scene from Chinatown when she's with sister-daughter scene.
Yeah.
I know it's not the same words, but that's what I think of when going back and forth between sister and mother. Yeah. So I don't think of it that way, because it takes me a different place. It takes me to a different location. But that's basically the song. And he goes into the chorus again. Oh, sister, don't put me on the street again. Oh, sister, I just want to be your friend. And he finishes with the, I'll do what you want me to do. Don't put me on the street and make me blue. Oh, sister. Oh, sister. And then he sings, oh, really high. And then
he
goes right into Party Up.
It. Its song is, it comes in and out before you know what hit you, basically. It's just like so quick, and then it's done. You're on to the next song.
Yeah, I had the cassette of this, so it wasn't quite so easy for me to just hit repeat.
Right.
So, but this would have been a song probably at least the first time I heard it, if not the first handful of times I heard it, where I would listen to it and then hit repeat, because I'm like, did I catch everything? Did I?
Yeah, let me process this.
Yeah, like, let me try that again.
What just happened?
it's over before you know it. And there's like you said, it's dense in terms of like what it's trying to convey and what it's trying to say in a quick minute and a half. And there's a lot going on in such a short song. But yeah, it's very much sung in a very punk style of the early 80s. There's no instrumental breaks. There's no like solos or anything. There's no bridge. It's just verse, chorus, outro, done.
Right.
And that's what you got to do in a song like this. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't linger.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear another two verses. Like,
you got to stick and move if you're going to make a song like this. All right. Well, do you have any final thoughts on the song itself?
Zach? Yeah, I mean, it does. It does what's on the label, right? Like, you know, it's this is kind of the his Hail Mary on Dirty Mind of how outre he can get and how many taboos he can break and just the, you know, again, the ballsiness of it. I have to appreciate the way it just kind of gallops to the conclusion. And then, like you say, the ending is so abrupt and then he goes straight into Party Up. It is, it's a great sort of penultimate track for the album. And I think again, this is like, when we talked about Head, we talked about how this was so much more shocking in 1980 than it would be now. I almost think that this is a song that continues. This is not aged like Head has, you know, that this is still, I still can't imagine somebody singing a song like this.
Yeah, and not a pop artist.
Right, exactly. And I think that there's some, you know, I think nowadays there's maybe some good reasons not to sing a vaguely pro incest song or at the least a song that is deeply ambivalent about incest like this one is. You know, there's I think that it would be maybe a little bit more politically incorrect to do that now, but you know, he did it. And I think it did what it had to do. And we're still, this is kind of it's sort of a cliche to end on this note, but we're still talking about it today. So there's a lot here to unpack.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a career killer for him, so
right.
You know, ultimately, at the end of the day, it was a shocking song on a shocking album, and it did what it needed to do in the context of the entire record. So Sister on an Island is one thing, but when you put it onto a record called Dirty Mind, and you put it right after a song called Head, it's fits right in, and It didn't kill his career. It, if anything, it got people talking. It made him seem more dangerous and maybe a little more avant-garde. And that was, I think, really what he wanted at the time.
Right.
That's what he was looking for. He was looking for a little more credibility outside of R&B, outside of disco, and get some credibility with journalists and get people talking about him, basically. And it did that. It accomplished that goal. And you know, if you think of it as a lark, if you think of it as a joke song, you don't think of it as something, a song that has a lot of deeper, more disturbing meanings behind it. It's still, it can be a fun song. It can be mm-hmm. something that, you know, if you're not thinking of it from that standpoint, it's a good song. It's a fun song. And even in spite of its disturbing and controversial lyrics. So,
right.
I'm with you on that. So thanks, Zach, for joining me on these two songs. Very brave of you. Appreciate
thank,
that.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
You've been listening to the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast. I've been your host, Jason Brenninger. I also wanted to thank again Zachary Hoskins for discussing Sister with me and joining me on another episode of the podcast. Please check out his own work on princesongs.org, dance, music, sex, romance blog. There's a lot of good information on there. Zachary's a great writer, and I think you guys would enjoy it. You can get a hold of me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook using the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast handle, and I'd love to hear from you. Any feedback is appreciated. And until next time, thank you very much. Bye.